Today we celebrate His Divine Appearance Day. He appeared 5,000 plus years simultaneously in Mathura, or Devaki in Vasudeva, and also at the same time in Braj, or Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. In this slide presentation, it's something more than the slide presentation, we will try to give you the experience of what is Vrindavan like. We want to show you the people, we want to show you the holy places of Braj, and we want to give you an experience of the sadhus, the wonderful atmosphere which is still pervaded with Krishna's presence. A day with Sri Krishna in Vrindavan is our humble attempt to serve you, to absorb yourself even further into Vrindavan Dham. At the threshold of Vrindavan is a door which needs to be opened by the acharyas, by the great souls who are dear to Krishna. We will start our day early in the morning when it's still dark. It's a Keshigat. There's only fog and a lonely dog. The Yamuna is flowing past Keshigat, but it is still early in the morning. Too early to take a bath. But as the sun goes up over Braj, everything awakens to life. Devotees come to Mother Yamuna. They pray, "Oh, Yamuna, you are the same river that is flowing in the spiritual world, the rock of Vrindavan. Please, by taking my bath in your holy waters, purify me from all my sins and give me love to Krishna." There are other holy places, holy lakes in Vrindavan, where early in the morning the devotees of Krishna take their snan. They will always offer their obeisances, meditate about Krishna in their hearts, and then bathe. They will pray for blessings. Some feel that they should not touch with their feet the holy waters. Others go right into the waters and chant prayers. It is said if you pray 1,008 times the prayer, starting with Sri Loka Shoka Harini Vasanda Bhakta Pankaje Nikonya Bhuri Vasine Vajendra Bhano Dandini Vajendra Suna Sangati Karaga Isya Sinama Verses like this. So all together 1,008 times, and then you will surely, after leaving this body, go into your spiritual body, back home, back to Godhead. We will now start our little journey early in the morning. We will watch the devotees do their different devotional activities. And we will try to go to Vrindavan in our mind.
Thank you.
sun is low up. So we can go to the different mandis, the temples, to have darshan. We will now go to a few temples, including the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And please pray that you come before the Lord. It is very sad if you have nothing to pray for. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
It is here where there are the famous kunjas, or you could say forest houses. They're often made just out of trees, and they have a veranda, like you can see there, where Shrimati Radharani waits for Krishna. There, an interior room and a rest room. Shrimati Radharani has made such a kunja, but she waited for Krishna to come, and Krishna did not come. A joyful expectation turned into anxiety. And as she touched her heart, she noticed it was beating very strongly. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? The little girl companions became quite eager to find Krishna. And Rati Manjari left that forest enclosure and ran around Giriraj to try to find that Krishna who was late. And as she ran, she found Krishna coming from the opposite direction, totally distraught. Rati stopped him and said, "You are late. Shrimati Radharani is so full of anxieties and worries. Her tears flow from her eyes and have created a second Jamuna. What is your excuse?" I said, "Krishna, you don't understand. I was with another of my devotees. Whereas you can fix your mind entirely without any diversion just on me. I have to think of all my devotees. I can't just think of one. I have to even maybe say this, think of the devotees who celebrate Japashtami in Germany." Rati Manjari brought Krishna to the kunja where Radha was, but Radha would not accept him at first. Only after Krishna had promised to always come on time, and she expected, or she accepted him back. Look at these very beautiful paintings. They were done in Vrindavan, and they give you a little idea of the sweetness of loving pastimes which takes place there. In Vrindavan, every flower is the devotee of Krishna. The leaves on the trees constantly chant Radhe Radhe. In that divine atmosphere, devotees have made little cottages where they stay. They have taken often a lifelong vow to never leave Vrindavan. They prefer to die in the dust of Braj and get a first-class surgery in Germany. There the ground is so sacred that devotees perform their Dandavat Parikrama by moving for each parikrama, for each Dandavat, one stone on the back, they are at the feet to the front. Some devotees take 3 years to complete circumambulating Giriraj Govardhan. But as they do this, Giriraj and Girihari Krishna comes into their heart to never leave it. One activity which pilgrims do who want to spend a day with Krishna in Vrindavan is an activity which Narottam Das Thakur describes as Braj roaming. They just walk at will through the sacred atmosphere of Vrindavan, through the many pathways which are covered with dust, past the big grasses which grow very high. And as they pass through Vrindavan, they remember the different activities of Krishna. In Vrindavan, I met one dog. He came with us. He did not go anywhere else, but he went with us to all the different temples. And whenever the bell rang and the song started, he howled along. Not even a dog is an ordinary dog in Vrindavan. And not even a snake is an ordinary snake. Once when I was in Vrindavan chanting, I prayed to Giriraj, "Oh, can you please give a sign that you care for me?" I didn't have to wait very long. All of a sudden, as I continued to chant, I heard loud noise and screeching. I whirled around and saw a snake, not this one, but a similar snake, running towards me. They don't run, they slide. But before reaching me to bite me, which would be a good end for me, a parrot attacked the eyes of the snake. And although they don't need eyes to move, they were hindered by the parrot. So I thought Giriraj had given me the sign I prayed for, that he cared for me. He had sent the parrot. Especially loved and liked in Vrindavan are the peacocks, which are there in abundance. They have the color of Lord Krishna on their necks. Therefore, they are considered to be very auspicious. They populate the area and they very often scream. They have beautiful peacock sounds. Maybe I can ask Amala Harinam for such a beautiful voice. Do you know how they make it? Very good. It takes an Amala Harinam to make this sound. It's very They are everywhere, and they make this type of sound. It is translated as, "Where are you, Krishna?" Shukadev Goswami says, they must be great saints, these birds of Vrindavan, because just like saints, they sit and they seem to meditate. Just like saints, they don't move very much. And just like saints, they often have their eyes closed. When you move through Vrindavan or roam through Vrindavan, you will be reminded of Krishna wherever you go. You will see, for instance, these amazing animals appear as if they appear from nowhere. They are called the Nila Gaus. The Indian army once tried to domesticize them and use them as animals to ride on. But when they were captivated, they all died because they are freedom lovers. Maybe like some of you. This is Krishna Kund. It used to be known as Radharani's Kund, but somehow the name changed to Krishna Kund. It has the color of very deep, deep blue, the color of Krishna. What would be Vrindavan without these monkey residents? Some of them only look like monkeys. But do you know their habit? They come to the lectures which saints give and listen to the lectures. And sometimes saints have given them neck beads and initiated them and called them Ramdas or Hanumandas. These monkeys, we have to be good towards them, even if they get in our nerves. In this section, I just want to show you the beautiful residents of Vrindavan. Describe some of their extraordinary qualities. But as we have now roamed through Vrindavan, it is time for the evening. The rest of our slideshow will show the evening moods in Vrindavan. The devotees again come back into the temples and listen to our pastimes. Like this one, Radharani took a parrot and said, "Say Krishna." And the parrot began to not just say Krishna, it began to talk in choice poetry about the pastimes of Krishna. Shukadev Goswami, the exalted narrator of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is one of these parrots of Srimati Radharani, a personal parrot who was there for all the wonderful pastimes and who has narrated them, so that later they were written down as the Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you know, when the Srimad Bhagavatam is discussed in Vrindavan Dham, they always put a little parrot in one of the trees who represents Shukadev Goswami. So the devotees will discuss and listen about the pastimes of Krishna, about the extraordinary pastimes parrots who fly in between the divine couple with messages. What is so nice in Vrindavan Dham is that everyone is fixed on Krishna. Amongst all the cows of Vrindavan, all the animals of Vrindavan, the cow is special. Today I received a message from one great devotee in Vrindavan who said, "Sachinandan Swami, tell the devotees they must chant Hare Krishna and protect the cows." There is one place in Vashana where they have 30,000 cows, and we have photographed them for you. They are very blissful and they look like a wide ocean of milk. Alright, it's evening time, and this means kirtan time.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare 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 Hare
picture was taken last year at a sacred place called Govindakund. I remember some of you were there. I can see Amala Harinam with a white shirt and I think that, sorry, is that glorified or behind in the bed? Ah, yeah, behind in the bed. Nadia Mani was there. And many very wonderful young people. We came together for the evening of Krishna Katha and Kirtan and offering our lights. And at the end, the cows jumped joyfully all around. And they were really temperamental, jumped around the devotees and they came very close to the altar. And I said to the pujari, Pujariji, go mata paga. And the cow is crazy. Move her away from the deities, otherwise she will kick the deities over. But the pujari said, you are paga. Thakurji likes Gomata and Gomaka Gomata likes Thakurji. No problem. There was no problem. You see all the devotees in this devotional atmosphere offering their lights for the deities. It's a beautiful moment. Very deeply etched. The evening time is a good time in Vrindavan. The day has come to the end. And now the devotees sit and worship Krishna, serve Krishna, offer their obeisances, talk and sing about Krishna. Prabhupada said 2 + 2 = 4, 5 + 5 = 10. And everything, that means all the situations in life, plus Krishna, equal Vrindavan. Please take note of this. Please learn this art to add Krishna to your life. Especially to your chanting, especially in your relationships, especially when you do something, do it for Krishna, and then you will have Vrindavan, even in Germany or Spain or wherever. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai 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 Jai
I thank you so very much for participating so joyfully and so wholeheartedly in the, you know, the home of Krishna is also our home. Without request about a Harinam to sing one particular bhajan, it is untouchable.